This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Here on the Brekkie Show, 98.9 Murray Country. Thank you for joining us. Just like we spoke about, just one song before that, we're lucky enough to talk to the Water Runners, and John is on the line from there. How you going, brother?
I'm very well, thanks, mate.
It's good to have you on. Thanks for joining us. And you said you're just in New South Wales, are you?
No. We're in New South Wales. We're South Coast, New South Wales, but we're lucky enough that we're not in one of the.
So lucky.
We can actually still get around where we are, so we're lucky.
Oh wow! Well, that must be beautiful. I mean, everywhere else in the country right now is just
falling apart.
Yeah, falling apart.
Well, holding our breath. All our gigs have fallen apart. But anyway, that's another story.
I think that's happening to a lot of people. How have you on that topic? How have you handled that, mate? I mean, I suppose there's been, you know, the industry has been like that in the past couple of years. How have you guys handled, you know, that part of it?
Yeah, well, last year, look, was lining up to be a really big year for us. We played our first Tamworth. We have a whole lot of gigs and festivals lined up, and of course, it all went pear shaped. But that meant we spent a lot of time writing music, and that's how we came to hook up with Matt Fell and put an album together in January of this year with the material we'd written during last year's lockdown. And of course, we're all excited to be releasing it this month and playing a whole lot of gigs on the back of that. But anyway, it's happened again. But anyway, let's hope that this short, sharp lockdown we're in now will do the job and we'll be able to get on the plane.
Absolutely. Now, your new song, Eureka, tell us all about it.
Yeah, look, we're from Kiama on the south coast of New South Wales, and pretty a holiday destination now, surfing and having your fish and chips, all that sort of stuff. But back in the day, back in the late 19th, early 20th centuries, it was a really industrial quarrying area. There was the volcanic rock. They used to crush up the rock and put on the railway lines for the gravel between the sleepers. And the WHS wasn't what it was, what it is now. Safety wasn't that great, and there were a number of accidents. And this song's about one of the worst ones, where the blast went off early and these guys didn't get a chance to get away, and six or seven people were killed. And then the chap who set off the blast, he ended up being full of grief and throwing himself under the train himself. So it's not a happy story, but it's a really interesting, sad story. It's told from the perspective of the guy that accidentally set off the blast.
Oh wow!
When you think about these stories and these songs, John, are these sometimes pretty hard to write because of obviously the history behind this one? Was it at times you find it difficult to write?
Yeah, well, often the story is what inspires you, and then you have a little tune, or sometimes it comes the other way around. Sometimes you've got a tune going around your head and then you hear a story and think, oh, wow, that'd fit that perfectly. I mean, we love to write stories about our local area, and they're not always happy stories.
Yeah,
some of our songs are fun and a bit of fun. But, for example, there was a terrible massacre of our First Nations people in our area back in 1818, and we've got a song on the new album about that as well. So, yeah, look, but there's stories that need to be told and remind us of our history. We'd like to sing about what's happened in our area because we can connect with that area and we feel connected with that area rather than singing about something we don't know. I've never really travelled the back roads of America or anything like that, so I feel like a fake if I'm singing about it.
I think, if you're telling parts of where you're from, Kiama, I've been there personally. It is a beautiful part of the world. So I'm sure there is a lot of things to write about when you're there and that you're around that area. But not only that, you just spoke about obviously being in lockdown. I mean, and it's opportunities to be in, to write more songs.
You got to take the silver lining, mate. And that's one of them. You've got time to write. Luckily, we can still get together in each other's houses down here and play music and practice. So that's something.
Well, look, we hope that you can keep doing that because you're making obviously great music, mate. And look, this one, I didn't know the history behind this one, but
really
it's
cool.
It is actually a cool story now that all of our listeners will be able to listen to it. John, do you want to do us a favour? I suppose introduce it for us because it's your single. Obviously, cool. it's your song. I think it's only right that you introduce it for us.
Good on you. Yeah, look, this is John from the Water Runners, and here's our new single, Eureka for our upcoming album further down the road. And thanks for having us on 98.9, the best country.
I work for the Eureka mine, breaking stone for the South Coast Railway line. Give it all back if I could change that day. Working on top with a charge to blow, crew in the quarry working down below. All at once my world turned black, landed in the rubble flat on my back. Broken bodies, broken bones, everyone covered in dust and stone. I work for the Eureka mine, breaking stone for the South Coastline. I work for the Eureka mine, breaking stone for the South Coastline. A 5 men killed and 6 men maimed, another died later in a world of pain. Sound of the blast heard round the town, wives and families started gathering round. Not forget that sight, scrambling through the rubble for signs of life. Can't forget those cries and moans for the sons and fathers not coming home. I work for the Eureka mine, breaking stone for the South Coastline. Could turn back time, I would gladly trade their lives for mine. I won't go back to that Eureka mine. I'm gonna lay me down on the South Coastline. I won't go back to that Eureka mine. I'm gonna lay me down on the South Coastline. I work for the Eureka mine.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.